Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Reporting from the FreeBeacon.com is reporting from Homeland Security, one of the members of the Homeland Security, Department of Homeland Security Advisory Council, Mohammed Elibayary, E-L-I-B-I-A-R-Y. He's looking at what's taking place, and we talked about this in a previous program. We're going to continue talking about it hopefully today, if not tomorrow, that what's really going on in Iraq, the land of the Bible, yeah. What's really going on over there. But this is the Council on Homeland Security. This is what this is what the reporting that he tweeted out yesterday. He's saying that it's inevitable that a Muslim caliphate is inevitable. That's what they're going. That's what they're aiming for. And he says it is inevitable. It's going to happen. He says, as I've said before, which is I guess the Muslim Brotherhood four thing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Inevitable. The caliphate returns. And what is a caliphate? A caliphate is the, and we have this available for you on the VFN Torch. It's where the Quran is the rule. It's the law. Mm-hmm. Versus the Constitution. And so it determines how it's a government. It's a political movement is what it really is. It's a governmental political movement. Versus with the kingdom of God, it's about the kingdom of God being in your heart. God dwells inside of you. No, you're not the temple of God. Well, they actually want to take over the land. And you're seeing, we talked about that. People want to take over the land. Then he goes on, even says specifically here, this is America's Department of Homeland Security Council. And he says, they report that he says, an Islamic country with an Islamic constitution, talking about how America is. Mm-hmm. That's what he wants America. He feels that's this direction and hope he wants to. That's like, and we're removing, according to Michelle Bachman, we'll make this article available to you. They talk about, you know, that these guys are getting funding, and it's like, yeah, if you were a religion, if you were a faith, right. You know, but you're a political movement, a caliphate is where, that's why you're seeing right now with this IS, which basically stands for Islamic State of Iraq and Al-Sham? I thought it was Syria. Somebody else said it was Syria.
Syria.
That they're cutting people's hands off who's still. Mm-hmm. They're putting women out of sight, putting them up in their houses. You know, they're rushing. As a matter of fact, they were actually rushing to have a wedding as they were being invaded. They were having a wedding. Mm. It's like, ma'am, they're just going to marry you and stick you in some house somewhere. Well, don't marry, marry right now. What are you doing? I mean, this is a caliphate coming down. Exactly. Don't get married, ma'am. Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's like, oh, my goodness. That didn't even, you know. Anyway, so wait. And I'm thinking, this is our homeland security. And so the question you want to ask, you know, what is really going on spiritually? You know, what is taking place spiritually? And I want you to see this video. I want you to see this, that what we're talking about, this is Tom Dole talking about a book that he wrote called Dreams and Visions. Is Jesus Awakening the Muslim World? And he's given us a biblical perspective of, in this interview from CBN, about, you know, what's really taking place in the context of this. And you're going to hear, this is what it's done for me, and I hope it does it for you, to show us how we can be involved in praying and connecting and not believing, you know, the press in the context of what's going on, but saying, you know what? There's Christians here. Hmm. There's Christians being crucified and beheaded here, the persecuted church. And that we need to pray for them. But simultaneously, you're going to hear about some miracles taking place. As a matter of fact, you know, what spiritually is taking place? We know what's happening naturally. Evil things are happening, which is dark spiritual things. But what's happening in the context of the church? You know, what is God doing? As a matter of fact, listen up.
Tom, how can people in the West pray for the believers right now, especially in Iraq?
Well, you know, right now in Mosul, and this is in the ancient area of Nineveh, we know of maybe 1,000 Christians there, could be more, could be less. but definitely in harm's way. We know some of the underground churches where there are Muslim background believers that have come to faith in Christ are definitely going underground. But there's a strategy there that this group ISIS, that was a split off from Al-Qaeda, much too extreme for Al-Qaeda, if you can imagine, that is doing very much like Hamas did in Gaza, trying to win the favor of the people. So what we're even hearing today, Chris, is that some of the ISIS terrorists are escorting Christians places. They've even taken some nuns on errands to try to show people we're here for good reason, we're humanitarian. The problem is this could be their shields in the future when the attack happens, and definitely it's most going to be Sunni-Shia conflict. I think this is really the launching pad for it. It's not ultimately what they want. The battle's going to be for Baghdad.
Yeah. What are you hearing from the Christians right now in Iraq?
Well, you know, there's been some miraculous escapes. We just heard of one believer today that came out of Islam that is following Jesus, that his family took and pronounced that they were killing him. And actually, God put some compassion in their heart. They opened the back door and let him go free. He's safely now in another city, so we praise the Lord for that. We're hearing enormous pressure, and believers are saying they feel that they're just minutes away from conflict. They hear it outside. They know it's not going to take long until it turns on them as Christians.
How bad is this group ISIS, and what have they been doing in Syria?
I mean, some of the things that they've done in Syria are so inhumane. The only way we can describe it is that it just comes from the pit of hell. And we're seeing the Christians being nailed to the crosses, decapitated. They pronounced the week of Easter, we will wash the streets in Christian blood. And there was some massive killings. Seven new believers were beheaded together. They stood strong for Christ. They did not back down from their faith. And they were killed just a couple of days before Easter.
Yes. And what is their goal? What do they want to do?
Well, ultimately, they want a caliphate is what they want. They want that Sunni triangle locked down so that can be the base of their operations, and they want to go after Baghdad. And then, of course, in Syria, they want to oust Bashar Assad and get rid of him. And when you think about Iraq and Syria, if that were to happen, that they would come together under these groups, these Sunni terrorist groups, there's no question that it would be a massive regional war, because they won't want to stop there. We know that ultimately they have their sights on Jerusalem.
Why Jerusalem?
Oh boy, the ultimate conquest, the Jews' holy city, for them to be able to say it's ours, to get rid of them, would be the ultimate validation statement for the religion of Islam.
And as ISIS heads toward Baghdad, as you mentioned, it's setting up a potential huge conflict in the Middle East.
Yeah, and when you think about it, really, it's in a sense, it's a proxy war, because it is all of Shia Islam against Sunni Islam. It's just not these two groups in Iraq.
Right.
It really is virtually, Chris, a regional war, as we know, who Saudi is backing and who Iran is backing. So it's just kind of a half step away from a global conflict between Shia and Sunni Islam. It's just localized in one country. But it looks like it could spread pretty easily.
Yeah, you're writing a book now that seems very timely. What's the book?
It's called Killing Christians, Living the Faith Where It's Not Safe to Believe. And so we're writing about the overcomers, people in the midst of the persecution. Some of them are alive today, some of them lost their lives, but how they lived for Christ passionately day after day are things that we can learn. So it's 10 stories. We get a chance to just kind of sit at their feet for a little bit and learn from them. One man said this when he was in Evin prison, it was his seminary experience. It was just him and Jesus in that cell. He said, I wouldn't trade those days for anything. So is Jesus enough during those times? Absolutely.
Yeah. What can we learn from them?
Boy, we can learn that our whole focus has to be on where we are on God's time clock right now. We believe the days are getting short, and Satan knows his days are numbered. That's why this persecution is ratcheted up. So it's time for us to put away our schedules, our plans, be wholly devoted to what the Lord wants to do through our lives each day.
Right. Anything you'd like to add, Tom?
You know, I would just say to the believers that watch CBN 700 Club and are so passionate about praying, just anytime you see something on television, if you would, remember that it's not just Mosul, it's just not ancient Nineveh. You have brothers and sisters there in Christ that are living in some of the most dangerous conditions in the world. Pray for them. So use that little ticker tape that goes across Syria, Iraq, as a prayer prompter to remind yourself to pray for them. And then also, if they want daily updates, we have our 838 Facebook page that daily we're getting requests from believers on the front line saying, could we call the troops to pray about this?
Amen.
Amazing. Great. I appreciate the work that he's doing there, but it's given us a perspective of this church is being persecuted. Christians are being nailed to the crosses, he says. They're being beheaded. The words that they just said at this Easter is maybe you were having your sunrise service in the blessed America on the beach in a stadium somewhere out in the sun. At that moment, they were declaring that the streets would be washed with Christians' blood. Mm. And it's like, you know, America's not even mentioned in prophecy. Mm-mm. But you are. If you're a Christian, you're mentioned. There's something for us to do. We have a role to play. We have to stand up. We have to do something about this. When you think about the connectivity, we've talked about this over a period of time, but you think about it, of when the Arab Spring came, the Muslim Brotherhood rose to power. Mm-hmm. But when the Green Party wrote the President of the United States and with a letter saying, will you come help us in Iran, the President did not even respond to it, didn't acknowledge the letter was there until it was too late, until the uprising, just like the other places, was died down. And now, according to reports of CBN and other sources, that Iran is the one that's pushing now, coming into Iraq, wanting, they say their southern border, Iran's now saying their southern border is the southern border of Lebanon, which means that's the northern border of Israel, by the way.
Right.
And when you hear Sunni and Shiite, when you hear Sunni, you're talking about Iran wanting to come in and push their way in through Iraq. So if it's a Sunni-Shiite battle, it's like, you know, what is Iraq in the context of all that? It is the in-between of them wanting to caliphate. What is a caliphate? It's all these countries tied together as one country, one Muslim caliphate, which means the Quran is over. It's the law over it. Which our own member of the Council of Homeland Security, as we said earlier, he's saying it's inevitable. Mm-hmm. He's saying it's inevitable. Mm. You're our Homeland Security.
That's right.
You're our Homeland Security. But now, I mean, you think about it. If, in fact, maybe we would have supported the uprising that took place in Iran and responded, this might not even be happening. Mm-hmm. But the curious, I mean, think about this. So that didn't happen. So our leadership said nothing when they were calling out. Secondly, our leadership said Assad must come down. The leader of Syria must come down. Mm-hmm. We're going to bomb it. We're going to take it. It's like, isn't that what Iran wants? Don't they want him down? Is this a Sunni? Are we on the Sunni side of the situation? It's like, oh my goodness. When you look at it and it's like, are we partnering with Magog? Are we involved? Is this like the 7-year thing? I mean, are we really? I mean, think about that. The Green Party in Iran, it was rising up just like every other places were. But the problem was the Muslim Brotherhood was the ultimate, you know, outcome. That's what became in power. But what is the issue with Assad, with Syria? Well, the same issue with Egypt. The Mubarak that was there before Morsi, it was illegal to have the Muslim Brotherhood there. And when you look at Assad doesn't tolerate the Muslim Brotherhood in Syria. As a matter of fact, I think he was just evilly ruthless, but they're evilly, I don't know, but he or his father didn't tolerate him. And it's like, we have him on our Homeland Security. And we, according to Congressman Michelle Bachmann, are allowing them to, what are we doing? I mean, think about this.
Right.
So yes, you know, when you hear people go, we shouldn't do anything in the Middle East, just let that happen. It's like, did we even cause it to happen? Were we the ones with the Cairo speech that began to have the first domino that went down, that all of a sudden we just said, you know, painting a picture for the Muslim Brotherhood and that they could rise to power and this could happen and that could happen. And is the absence of the president of Syria, does that mean the presence of Muslim Brotherhood in Syria? I mean, think about these, which, by the way, ultimate outcome is caliphate. That's what a caliphate, in other words, we can control this thing. We can finally get the Middle East under control if we'll just put them under a caliphate, because we can cut their arms off if they steal. We can kill them in the streets if they do this. We can stone them. We can do, you know, put Christians under servitude. We can crucify Christians. We can crucify Jews. We can behead them through evil force in the name of Muhammad and following the Quran. I mean, these guys are so bad, and I know we got to go to break, but these guys are so bad coming into Iraq that even Al-Qaeda wrote a note and said, this is not us. That's how bad they are.
Wow.
They wrote a post. They wrote a, just letting you know, this is not us. And the question is, did we have something to do with that? Did our leadership support that? All I know is the reports are the Green Party asked us for help in Iran, and we lay silent while they were raped and beat in the streets back into subjection, where the Ayatollah, maintained the power. And now you're looking at, this is a Sunni thing coming right out of the hole. It's like, what have we done? You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.